Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Keith sent me an interesting story about Tesla. It's one of those stories that makes you go, huh? It's from thedrive.com. Rob Stumpf wrote it. And the headline is catchy. Tesla admits full self-driving beta could do the wrong thing at the worst time. And that's a quote. Do the wrong thing at the worst time. Tesla's long-awaited full self-driving beta rollout is here, currently being pushed to a limited number of Tesla owners across the country. Drivers with access have begun posting photos and videos of the feature. And while it appears to perform pretty well, Tesla and the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, warn that it isn't quite time for drivers to sit back and ignore the road. So it's not quite time that you can jump in the back seat and start playing Scrabble. Not just yet. CEO Elon Musk previously announced that the limited access beta would go live at some point this week, and like clockwork, some drivers began receiving the update late Thursday evening following Tesla's strong third quarter financial report. The new update, which is technically called Auto Steer for City Streets, not full self-driving, allows early access drivers the ability to toggle on the feature and allow the vehicle to perform in-depth maneuvers under their supervision. This includes following a driver-defined navigation route, makes turns, stops at traffic-controlled devices, which is always a recommended thing, and automatically navigates around vehicles and objects. Now, of course, I personally like actually using that thing in front of me and, you know, the tiller, I think they call it, and swerving my, hey, a microphone, and swerving around like that to avoid things. But hey, you know, some people have more important things to do while they're driving than to actually control the car. One particular owner posted a screenshot of the software update where the notes on the release warn users that the software may do the wrong thing at the worst time. And that's a quote, may do the wrong thing at the worst time. It urges you, the driver, not to become complacent, and you should pay attention while letting the vehicle do the wrong thing at the worst time. And that's the kind of thing where, I know you're wondering, you're saying, Steve, as an attorney, would you recommend they put that in there? And that's one that cuts both ways. Because by putting that warning in there, when the wrong thing happens at the worst time, they can say, we warned you. We told you specifically that the wrong thing at the worst time may be done by the car if you're not paying attention. So they'll use it that way. Of course, the problem is when the wrong thing at the worst time happens and a lawsuit ensues and you're in front of a jury and they take that page and they print it out and blow it up and put it on an easel in front of the jury and go, look, they put this thing on the road knowing it may do the wrong thing at the worst time. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, the Model S and the Model X have no visual driver monitoring system built into the vehicle, and the camera for the Model 3 is not used. Tesla has no way of determining if the driver is paying attention to the road other than perhaps torque on the steering wheel, and that's been proven not to be the most reliable method of determining driver awareness. The NTSB has even called Tesla's efforts in the DMS space ineffective and a poor surrogate measure of driver engagement. Musk has previously noted that he has been using a bleeding-edge alpha build in his personal Model S for quite some time, meaning the feature has been tested on public roads for a while now. Although this is exciting for Tesla owners, other drivers and regulatory agencies might not feel the same way. And quite frankly, if I knew a Tesla was coming towards me using this, I'm not sure I'd be excited about it either. NHTSA has been briefed on Tesla's new feature, which represents an expansion of its existing driver assistance system, wrote NHTSA in an email to The Drive. The agency will monitor the new technology closely and will not hesitate to take action to protect public against unreasonable risks to safety. The regulatory body stresses that no vehicle sold today is capable of fully automated driving as defined under the SAE paper J3016, and that this feature rollout is still considered to be level 2 in nature. So a lot of this stuff these days is levels, you know? It's all levels. The driver must remain attentive at all times and be able to take control of the vehicle at any time as well. Should a driver become complacent and abuse the feature by not watching the road, NHTSA says that that would be constituted as distracted driving at a minimum and reminds those with access to the beta that every state in the U.S. holds the driver responsible for the safe operation of the vehicle, not the vehicle manufacturer. So I guess that's probably a good reminder for people to understand that if they get in their car and they think their car is driving, and they get in an accident, and the law enforcement officer asks, you know, what happened, you can't say, it's not my fault, it's the car's fault. Really? Who was driving? The car was. Drivers who have access to the beta have spent the evening driving their vehicles around in the dark and showing off the feature to followers on Twitter and YouTube, which is, of course, good advertising for Tesla. The new visualizations shown by the vehicle are a slimmed-down depiction of the surroundings recognized by Tesla's cameras, including other vehicles, hard boundaries, lane markings, and traffic lights. A predicted route is also displayed on screen to show how and where the vehicle will move next. So this is the big deal lately from Tesla. The next few months will be interesting to watch as drivers post their experiences with the beta online. Tesla has historically been both praised and criticized for its use and marketing of its various driving capabilities, and it's not likely that the war on both sides will stop anytime soon. That being said, it's worth exploring the possibility that the system could be abused by some drivers as the feature is more widely deployed. And Mr. Stump says, let's hope not. Nevertheless, at least it's a step in the right direction, which is Tesla's goal of 1 million road-going robo-taxis. I picture robo-taxis as being more the follow-up to RoboCop, where the taxis are about as friendly to others as RoboCop was to criminals. Let's face it. If you've ever been to New York City, and especially when you're new in town, and you don't understand how the traffic works and what all these yellow cars are doing out there, it seems like they're out to get you. It does seem like that. So I think robo-taxis, they probably want to come up with a better term for it. I'm not sure if that's the term they're going to use, but Rob Stumpf wrote the article. But interestingly, Tesla cars, by the way, I'm not mocking Tesla, okay? The Tesla company has done some amazing stuff, and the cars are remarkable. And Elon Musk is an eccentric genius. He is. You got to, you know, that's hard to say he's not. And I like the guy. He reminds me a lot. Oh, I looked the wrong way. He reminds me a lot of Preston Tucker. You know, Preston Tucker, you know, didn't have a big advertising budget. He just used the newspapers, which is what Elon Musk is doing, but just with the internet. So I admire everything they're doing. But and again, I will give a salute to Alex Roy. Alex Roy is one of those cannonball guys, but he's now more of a thought leader in the field of cars, and particularly self-driving cars. And I follow him on Twitter, but I also read a lot of his stuff. And Alex Roy is one of the leading guys in this field who will put the brakes on and say, the press doesn't understand what's happening here. So that Tesla or somebody else will announce something about how cars can kind of drive themselves when assisted by a driver. And the newspapers wanting to sell papers, or that, you know, websites wanting to get clicks, will start touting like, oh, it's a self-driving car. The car can drive itself. And they always jump ahead to that the car is fully autonomous. And they'll use different terms to describe that, but they make it sound like you can get in the back seat and go, car, take me to the mall. And the car will do it while you can sit in the back and read the paper and eat your Grey Poupon through a straw. But cars aren't there yet. They're not there yet. Especially the consumer-grade cars they sell to the public, you know. And so we've heard the stories about the guys who are in their cars driving along, not paying attention because they think the car is paying attention for them. And as NHTSA points out, you are driving your car. And if you're in the car and you think the car is driving itself, you're fooling yourself. And Alex Roy would agree with that. So it's funny. I follow him on Twitter. So every now and then, you know, a couple times a day, I scroll through the Twitter feed. And that's how I'm always on top of, you know, who is out there making claims, who's out there amplifying the claims and distorting them the wrong direction. And then, of course, Alex is there to stomp it down. I go, no, guys, calm down. It's not here yet. Here's what's going on. So now this story is by Rob Stumpf at thedrive.com, and they do a lot of great work also. But the good thing is that Rob caught the punchline in the entire story. And that is that the actual notes that come with the software update specifically say, you have to be careful because this car could, and the quote is, do the wrong thing at the worst time, unquote. That should get your attention. Keith sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.